Yeah, in the summertime and spring. And in the winter, you have to store in the barns a lot of hay.
Mm-hmm.
But, and it's a certain way you have to stack hay.
Mm-hmm.
And a certain way you have to bale it. And if you don't stack it correct, that barn will catch on fire. And they have to eat that, and they have to lick this big old yellow brick of salt. My man was just telling me the other day why. I really don't remember what he said. Mm-hmm. Why, but they have to have that salt.
What do they call the upper part of the barn where they can store the hay?
Sallow, I think.
Did you ever hear of a loft or overhead?
Oh yeah, loft. The sallow is this other part to the thing. I don't know what they use that for.
But the upper part of the barn is...
It's a loft, that's right.
And if you have too much hay to put up in the barn, you could leave it outside in a...
In something. You can't leave it outside because it'll get wet. And that's another thing about hay. You can mess it up.
Mm-hmm.
It'll mess up, and it's no purpose to it because there's something in that hay that that cow has to have too.
Mm-hmm.
And different. And another thing, milk's not good when the cow's in heat.
Do you ever hear of a haystack or hay rick or hay mow?
Haystack.
Huh?
Haystack.
What's that look like?
That's the hay being stacked up in the barn.
Mm-hmm. You mean already baled?
Already baled.
Along?
No, no, I'm sorry, that's not right. The haystack is just hay loose.
Uh-huh.
They have a term around here like needle in a haystack, you know. That's, and then a hayride is kind of popular. You get an old truck with the bed let down, put a lot of hay and ride, you know. Person be driving, riding the country, and you be singing songs and different things like that. That's a hay ride.
A long time ago, they'd cut the hay and they'd let it dry. They'd rake it up in little piles. Do you ever hear a name for those little piles that they have it raked up in?
Haystack would be the only thing I can know.
What about a cock or a doodle or a shock or heap of hay? And when you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough grows back, you can cut it again the same year. You'd call that the... Well, a lot of these terms would be before your time, but, you know, I'll go ahead and ask them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear of a granary or granary?
Granary, yes, but I don't know what it's referring to.
What about a place for storing corn? You'd call that a...
I don't know if that's a meal or not. I know they used to have a place here where you can go get a meal. My dad used to get corn and make his own cornmeal.
Do you ever hear of a crib or a corn barn?
Yeah, crib.
What was that like?
Oh, the corn that was dried, no longer for human use, and they keep it for the hogs.
Uh-huh.
They put that corn in the crib. That's
Was the crib part of the barn, or was it?
Yeah, a part of the barn. And this one. And my grandfather was born so far away from the house. I never did go too many times. I live not, and I you could turn me loose on his property. I wouldn't know how to get out there. I wouldn't.
What shelters would they have for cows or horses?
I don't know. It's out there, and a part of their property runs on the Sabine River.